BBC News with Sue Montgomery. European allies of Ukraine have urged more pressure on Russia ahead of Friday's summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. A joint statement by the EU Commission, Britain and other countries stressed a commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty. Earlier, President Zelensky ruled out surrendering land to Russia in exchange for peace. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale is in Ukraine.
All we know from the details so far is that Ukraine will be asked to give up the entire Donbass region. This is in the east of Ukraine, the regions of Luhansk and Donetsk, an area which Ukrainian troops have been fighting and dying in their tens of thousands to defend since 2014. It's not yet clear what concessions President Putin, if any, is willing to make on his territorial demands. We haven't heard any detail about that at all.
Tens of thousands of people have been protesting across Israel against the government's decision to expand its war in Gaza. Families of hostages held in the territory say the plan will put their relatives at the mercy of Hamas. Lishi Miran Lavi is the wife of one of the hostages, Omri Miran. She spoke at the demonstration in Tel Aviv.
Now the government has decided to expand the war and push deeper into Gaza. But my husband is still there. Every invasion, every bullet, every airstrike could cost him his life. This isn't just a military decision. It could be a death sentence for the people we love most. I'm terrified. I'm angry. I won't stay silent.
British police have arrested nearly 500 people at a London rally supporting a banned pro-Palestinian group. Officers removed protesters as crowds chanted "Shame on you." Palestine Action was outlawed after activists broke into an airbase in June. Foreign criminals in Britain will face immediate deportation as soon as they're convicted, under new plans announced by the Justice Minister. Shabana Mahmood said the deportation plan would save taxpayers $70,000 a year per prisoner. Here's Helen Catt.
Convicted foreign criminals can currently be deported after serving half their sentence. The government has already made a change to the law, which is expected to come into force from September, to allow deportation for those who've served 30% of their time. Now the Justice Secretary says she's planning a further change to allow offenders to be deported on being handed a custodial sentence and those already in prison to be deported immediately. Parliament will need to approve the legislation to do it. Terrorists, murderers and others serving life sentences will have to serve their full sentence.
BBC News. A court in Chad has sentenced the opposition leader, Sukse Masra, to 20 years in jail. The former prime minister was convicted of hate speech and inciting intercommunal violence that left more than 40 people dead. Rights groups had expressed alarm about his arrest. His party condemned the trial as an attempt to stifle political dissent. He was detained shortly after accusing Chad's president of going back on a reconciliation deal. At least seven people have died after a wall collapse during heavy monsoon rains in India's capital, Delhi. The victims were casual labourers and their families living in makeshift settlements. Torrential rain has flooded streets and disrupted traffic. A live stream of a deep-sea exploration project in Argentina that has attracted hundreds of thousands of views over recent weeks has unexpectedly become a focus for opposition to the Argentine president. Clitzia Sala has more details.
As people marvelled at the Dumbo octopus and the big-bottomed pink starfish living thousands of metres deep off the coasts of Argentina, a debate has emerged on President Javier Milei's sharp cuts to scientific research, which he made in an effort to tackle a stagnant economy. Argentinian netizens criticised the cuts, with several commenting, "Long live public education and research." Meanwhile, a political opponent noted on X that the president was never going to understand the beauty of our country. The live streaming ends on Sunday.
A British man has discovered a prehistoric hand axe at the construction site of a nuclear power plant. Colin Cooley came across the ancient tool, estimated to be up to 59,000 years old, during a break from his work as a dumper driver. BBC News.